seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Hello, and welcome to episode 166 of the Adrian Lasagna Show. I'm your host, Adrian Lasagna, and today's episode is going to be about a little movie called The Eternals. Alrighty then.
Adrian being sexy. As a character, Adrian is stiff.
Do be careful, Adrian.
Hello, hello, hello. Konnichiwa and guten tag. As I said before, my name is Adrian Lasagna from the Adrian Lasagna Show. And it is nice to be being here with you. It's a beautiful day in this country of Texas, and I like it a lot. I like it the a lot. Yes, yes. So today's film is going to be The Eternals. I rather fancy The Eternals. It's a groovy kind of movie. So far, it's got things about it that I like. It's got celestials. And really, that's all you needed to get me in the door. Just flash a little celestial my way. And then I sound like a train. You know what I mean? Ah, nature. All its glory. Wonderful, wonderful. So, this here film features the likes of Angelina Pitt. Okay, so you know how I fancy myself a special features kind of guy? Well, that being said, I went to the Eternals extras, as they call it. And boy, if there wasn't just a trailer there. That's it. A 3-minute trailer. And then I come to find out there's deleted scenes. Thanks to Emergency Awesome, badass channel, by the way. I saw a deleted scene. And you know, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. The movie was long. It was 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 38 minutes. But it's still pretty good. Overall, it's all right. It's not a must-see. It's more of a put it on and do something, you know. It's got some redeeming qualities, but overall it's not shite. Okay, to let you know how this particular review is going to be going to be, I'm going to intermix characters' names with actors' names, and I'm going to be going very spoiler-heavy. So, if you're ready, let's do this. It all starts with space and the sun in the beginning. That's right, not the beginning. The beginning. There was some big robots in space. Then they get little robots and they send those little robots to Earth. And the little robots fight monsters. The monsters are called the Deviants. And the little robots are called the Eternals. And Angelina Jolie Pitt is there. And Selma Hayek's there. And then they got a dude named Icarus, who's all right, I guess. Yada, yada, yada. Death Star. Yada, yada, yada. New Hope? So, in the end, Icarus kills Selma Hayek. Oh! Oh, and deviants get wiped out. A celestial gets aborted. And all the little robots called Eternals get taken back into space by the big robot in space. The end. Roll credits. It's kind of blah. It's kind of got a lot going on. Relatively good music. But you don't have to see it at all. I'd like to add something. You know, at the very end, well, in the mid-credit scene, there's a character called Pip the Troll. You'll find that character much better depicted in the Silver Surfer animated series. I don't think I've told you enough about that, but the Silver Surfer animated series is wonderful. You should check it out. It's only 13 episodes and it's mighty damn good, I tell you. Oh yeah, you betcha. So, this Pip the Troll was voiced by a young Patton Oswalt. And by that I mean an old Patton Oswalt. You know, I love me some Patton Oswalt. He's great. He's great. I can't get enough of him. But you know, he's introducing a character named Starfox, which, if you've seen Dunkirk, it's that guy from Dunkirk. You know, Harry What's-His-Face. And I gotta say, nobody gives a fuck about Star Fox. He's the guy that got me too'd. He's all date rapey. He's not the best kind of guy. So, why would you bring this character out? I don't know, I can't say. But I tell you this, it doesn't matter. What matters is Atom Warlock. Atom Warlock matters quite a bit, but he wasn't in this. Anyway, that Silver Surfer is really worth watching. And now, here's a follow-up to last week's episode, featuring the likes of my good buddy, Backy Builder Backenstein. It's pretty good. For the listener here, I have my good friend Backy, and I was just telling Backy that when a man gets to a certain age, he can talk to another man about the Matrix. Now, I know we covered the Matrix last week, but we've had some time to really mull it over. And my buddy here has a question to ask me.
Oh my God almighty, I've been mulling. My question was, you didn't like this current Matrix, is that correct?
Oh, Lord, no.
You didn't like the latest installment.
Lord, no. That's correct.
I mean, as everybody knows, I hate that. I hate that movie.
Yeah, as listeners...
As listeners will come to know, you are not a fan. I think I ranted about half an hour about how much I don't like that movie.
Half an hour and a 51-minute show.
Yeah, yeah. So, what do you expect to see from the next Matrix, if there is one, and do you think you're going to like it?
I'm going to say yes and yes.
Okay, so you think that the next Matrix is going to be, like, way better than this one?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that I said that.
We're at the bottom right now as far as like good movies in the Matrix. So I mean, are we talking like it'll be like kind of like Revolutions where it was, Revelations, where it's, you know, it's a, yeah, you can watch it again. You know, it's a good movie, but it's not as it ain't the first one or Reloaded, right? I mean, do you think it's going to be kind of in between, like, the first two and the third one? Or, you know, like what caliber are you expecting the Wachowskis to bring on this next one? If you had to make a prediction, do you think there's going to be a second one of this next installment?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So...
That is correct. I do. Other thing being, I have higher hopes for the next installment because the next installment could be something along the lines of the Animatrix. Are you familiar with the Animatrix?
Yes, I have seen the Animatrix.
I am a rather large fan of the Animatrix.
I liked it.
I feel like if they explore more of these characters and take away the Neo and Trinity of it all, because you either make them gods and they can control everything, or you just take them out of the equation.
Oh, so you think that they're just going to fly away, you know, go make out in a corner somewhere, and then the Matrix is just going to continue? Or do you think they're still going to be part of... They've got to still be part of the story.
Oh, no, not in the least. I think exactly what they are going to do is change the world, and the next Matrix will take place in that world that has been changed by them. Into which they have rainbow skies and, you know, lollipop dreams or whatever they are. It was something that I feel like... The next one, if they have a next one, which I do believe they will, it will be a free-for-all for ideas. And everybody that wanted to make this one better will step forward and be like, this is how we can do this. Because I feel like you just needed the Trinity and the Neo to get yourself in the mood, to get yourself ready, you know? And then once they're gone... The fire's already been lit, my friend. And you can really explore more of these characters that we've been introduced to.
Like Bugs and, you know, characters like that.
The new Morpheus and things like that.
Yeah, and so you think there's going to be a lot more subplots in the next movie?
Or do you, absolutely.
Or do you think it's just going to be a bunch of action with all kinds of different stuff
going on? I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, maybe vignettes... Along the lines of, like, maybe there's, like, you know, one story that's, like, a wraparound story, and then the other stories fit into it, and, you know, it ends where it begins, and it all comes full circle.
A good full circle movie, like a good standalone that is a good continuation that sets up a lot of stuff for a third one.
Hell, even a prequel. Showing you what went on between, you know, the Niobe and the machines revolting and them having a civil war.
Or do you think, like, they'll do the second one and then they'll go back and do the in-between?
Like they did
Rogue One? You know, how they kind of, you know, in-between installments, they kind of went backwards, you know, and kind of set up, you know, what happened, you know, with the rebels and, you know, getting the plans for the Death Star, you know, trying to glue it all together, as it were.
Can I tell you something about Rogue One? It's got my favorite, absolute favorite part of any Star Wars movie I've ever seen. And that part is Darth Vader walking down that hallway with his lightsaber, just laying to waste all these mudbloods that they're mucking up the whole works. It's gorgeous.
Burning people with his lightsaber indiscriminately.
Just throwing them around like they were nothing.
Okay.
Like they were bits of paper.
Okay.
That's my favorite part of that movie. And the ending where everything goes to shit. And it's like, well, nobody made it.
At least we got the plans.
But that Darth Vader, my goodness gracious. When he just lights up that lightsaber of his, oh, I tell ya. It filled me with glee that I haven't felt since I was a child.
Right on. So The Matrix, the next one, you're definitely going to see it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I will, just because I kind of feel like I do, like, after the last Star Wars movie, I was like...
You swore off it for the rest of your life?
But at the same time, you want to see if they can do better.
Very true, very true. Yeah. Which is what I have hopes for. I feel like there's a lot of cool things in The Matrix, especially after watching the new rock stars breaking it down and showing me the things I missed. I really have a different appreciation for what they tried to do. What they tried and failed to do, but what they tried to do. I have a more appreciation for that aspect of it.
Yeah, I liked a lot of the Easter eggs, but
The story was shite. It was bloody shite.
For me, and I think they focused more on, you know, the hints, and the execution, as opposed to, you know, trying to, I guess jazz up the story and make it, because I thought it was very on the nose. So I'm hoping that this next one, you know, is gonna
more subliminal.
It will have some subliminal qualities, you know, have more subplot to it, you know. This one, I didn't feel like there was a whole lot of subplot, if any, you know.
It was all
plotting and trotting and.
There was really no one else we followed.
This is the Matrix. Yes, I know.
Yeah, there was really nobody else that we followed through that. Like, it became very apparent that it was just Neo's story.
Yeah, it was very one-dimensional, and hopefully they add some more dimensions in this next one.
Hopefully so. Hello there, folks. This is Adrian Lozano, and I just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate you listening. You're awesome for doing that. You don't have to, but you did that. You did that for yourself and for the people around you. You're a hero. And not a sandwich. A hero. Alrighty then. I wanted to also remind you that I do have designs on Redbubble. And I do have designs on Society 6. And those designs, pretty sure, are different. They might be similar, but at the moment, I'm pretty sure they're different. Nature. Anyway, don't forget to also check me out on Instagram and the Twitters, at Lozano Show on Twitter and Adrian Lozano Show on Instagram. Yeah, I'd also like to say a special thank you to the Hits for calling me out as they did. They're good peoples. If you see an ad for the Hits, you best check them out. They're all right in my book. And on with the show. Alrighty then, that's gonna go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you learned anything, that's great. That's really great. And if you didn't learn anything, listen to it again. You'll learn something whether you want to or not. As always, this is a comedy podcast intended for the purposes of humor, the likes of which you probably have never seen. So, this episode was a bit all over the place, but you know what? It comes from the heart. And that means something to somebody out there. So, as I like to say, I will definitely talk to you next week about what I'm not sure entirely. And I will probably never see you, but don't let that get you down, because I will speak to you again in the future from the past.